I'm Barry Martin. It's 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, and we're going to spend a little time talking about authenticity with our guest who's joining us now via telephone. He is a psychiatrist. His name is Grant Brenner. He's based in the island of Manhattan and writes for Psychology Today. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Barry. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Give us the elevator speech on this piece you've done for Psychology Today to get us started.
Well, I might give you a little bit of an escalator speech if
okay.
I'm a little rambly about it.
Fair enough.
Well, the piece was about how there are two different kinds of narcissists. There are grandiose narcissists who are naturally narcissistic, and there are vulnerable narcissists who, usually for something bad happened to them developmentally, have developed narcissistic traits. And it turns out that grandiose narcissists are more authentic, and vulnerable narcissists are trying to seem authentic in order to meet emotional needs and social needs.
Hmm.
And so grandiose narcissists are kind of happier in that regard, whereas vulnerable narcissists are self-conscious of feeling inauthentic and don't like it.
Interesting. Let's jump back one step. We hear the term narcissist a lot these days, and I guess because of you-know-who over the last couple of years particularly. But what does that term actually mean? People bandy it around, but what does it really mean?
Yeah, it's used in a lot of different ways. So in psychiatry, there's personality disorders, and narcissistic personality disorder is considered a psychiatric diagnosis. Different from depression because it's in personalities, and narcissistic personality disorder is when the person has so many narcissistic traits that it causes them distress or dysfunction. This is someone who has trouble empathizing with other people, whose main needs seem to be admired by others, who are generally self-centered, and will often mistreat other people who don't meet their narcissistic needs. In terms of healthy narcissism, you know, that's a good thing. We're all supposed to have a good sense of self so that we can have secure relationships with other people and do what we want to do in our lives.
Okay, so we understand there's a level of that that's acceptable. And now, as you describe these two categories of narcissist, tell me more about the vulnerable narcissist.
Sure. So the vulnerable narcissist, I think quite often for me, I work with people who've been traumatized as children in adulthood. Vulnerability comes from a deep sense of insecurity. And the insecurity leads vulnerable narcissists to try to do things to compensate for their low self-esteem and feelings of inferiority. And a lot of times the things that they do backfire. So efforts to get admiration and praise from other people may come across as desperate and needy, or their tendency to become irritated very quickly with people who don't compliment them leads to problems in relationships.
Hmm. Okay.
Grandiose narcissists don't give off that same feeling of insecurity, and so people respond differently. They can even seem very charismatic.
Right, and it would seem that that grandiose narcissist type is really detached from any kind of reality or what, you know, normal sense of reality. Is that accurate?
It depends on, you know, what you might call the severity of the narcissism. If it meets psychiatric diagnostic criteria, then they're very cut off from other people's reality. Yeah, like they're not going to empathize. They're not going to get where you're coming from if you're running late. It's going to be all about them and how it inconvenienced them. A lot of people put up with narcissism because a lot of times narcissistic people can be quite effective in their lives as well. But if you're talking about when it's problematic, yeah, there's not much seeing the other person's point of view.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned that we hear a lot more about narcissistic personality disorder because of Donald Trump, and over the last several years, his behavior seemed to fit a pattern, at least for us, you know, unprofessional analysts. But there are a lot of people who, in the public realm, known people who are very successful, who certainly seem to exhibit these same qualities. Maybe not to the extreme, maybe not so aggressively. Is that accurate? People in the world of business and finance, and you know, Elon.